world. And I'm not gonna let anyone take it from me. Hey, that kind of sounded badass just then. Neat! But anyway, time to deal with some meddlesome intruders.
Why are we just standing here? I know Rachel's out there. Orville and probably Benji too. Things are only going to get worse the longer we wait.
We're just standing here because we have no idea where we are, let alone Rachel and the others. We need a strategy.
Right, so we can destroy whatever evil has trapped our friends. In one case, an extremely serious boyfriend. Here.
Please tell me this isn't how all of your rescue missions go.
More or less.
What the hell?
Attention, heinous investigations! You are trespassing in this mirror realm. You currently have two choices. Leave now, or endure a series of physically and emotionally devastating obstacles. I would strongly advise you to choose the former, especially if you want to see your friend Orville and those kids ever again! Happy trails!
Okay, was that just me, or did that sound a lot like Nate?
That didn't just sound like him. I know that pitiful whine anywhere.
Well then, that should make things really easy when I kick that cabron's ass into next week.
Would you stop for a second so we can figure this out?
Planning went out the window when my daughter was put in danger. Last time I checked, I was leader of this team, and I say gear up for a quest. Now let's move.
Go save Orville! I mean, everyone! Onward to victory!
Ginny, this isn't one of your romance novels! Be careful!
So she has a kid. No big deal, right? That's what she said. Sure.
Remember, that jerk said there'd be obstacles. Whatever you do, keep your guard up.
Whatever you say, babe. Nice to see you take something so seriously.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Nothing. I just thought you were one of those types to keep a cool head in situations like this. But hey, what do I know? You're probably in the perfect place mentally to be wielding that sword.
As opposed to you, who doesn't seem to think child endangerment is a problem?
Come on, you guys. This is not the time to be having this conversation.
I'll say. Shame on you both.
Ginny, I see you gathering Belladonna. You are not poisoning the kidnapper.
I'm extremely protective, okay?
Look, I think we all just need to take a breath. Stop and smell the flowers. I have to admit, Nate really knows his foliage, even if it is mostly plush.
Liza, I get that you're all nice and whatever, but the reality is, whether you like it or not, here are some things you just can't... Oh, what the... Oh, crap. I can't move. I'm stuck.
Quicksand pit. Honestly wasn't expecting something this cliche, but regardless, I do appreciate getting the chance to say I told you so.
Are you seriously enjoying this right now? Help me.
Okay, sorry. Liza, grab a yarn mine. We can tie a tether to my sword end.
No!
Expanding quicksand pit. Less cliche.
Well, now what?
Hold on, I'm thinking.
Oh, now you're thinking.
That's enough. I'll take care of this. Or at least I will if I can get some control over these weird plants. Yes! Now, everybody grab a vine and pull yourself out.
Wait, my sword!
Leave it! I'm sure you've got plenty more where that came from. Come on.
Okay. This might actually be harder than I thought.
Yeah, I'd say that you're right on that one. I feel like this is normally where there should be some kind of evil gloating, so... Nice work escaping this time! But don't think it'll happen again. Bye!
You know, he's quickly moving out of my spot for favorite bad guy. I hope Orville and the kids don't have to deal with stuff like this, wherever they are.
This is the worst.
Here you go, Mr. Orville. One good thing about being trapped in the dungeon of a giant pillow fort is that there's plenty of cozy blankets around.
Thanks. Okay, I think I've thawed out enough. Stand back.
You are wasting your time, you beautiful idiot. The magic holding this place together is too strong. You'll never break through it.
Maybe I can. I'll try to make the wall disappear, or turn it into jelly or something.
You could also just warp us out of here. On second thought, they're your powers. Do whatever you want.
Thank you very much. This usually doesn't happen.
Why isn't anything working?
The specifics? My best guess is that boy up there's been so extremely repressed for all these years that the magic around him has reached critical mass. It's become a sort of symbiotic relationship between himself and this place. He gets power, he gives the realm shape and the magic purpose. Best we can do is sit and hope it eventually runs its course.
And how long will that take?
Couldn't say. Guess that means we've got some bonding to do, huh?
Super.
Okay, team. What could possibly be next on this journey of ours? Oh, look! A beautiful canyon! And what do you know? A bridge right across it! That should make this easy, right, guys?
Wouldn't count on it, especially if Miri's leading.
Well, if you must know, Dulcie, I could cross that bridge even if it were the rickettiest piece of crap and a sad excuse for a world if it meant my daughter would be safe on the other side. But I guess it wouldn't matter to you either way, since even if the thing fell apart and you broke every bone in your body, you'd just walk it off and be A-okay. Makes you wonder if you really care about anything at all.
That's really rich coming from somebody who just this morning talked such a big game about not taking things too seriously.
Actually, it looks stable. The bridge, I mean, not whatever else is going on here.
You all bring up some good points, but definitely about the bridge. I should be making this a lot more difficult for you. How's this?
That'll do it.
That's all? Oh, I thought he said this was going to be difficult. Who wants an airlift?
I'm in. And I'm confident that Miriam and Dulcie can work out their problems and get across just fine on their own. Let's go.
Still feeling good about your little bridge crossing speech?
More than you.
So that's how it is. Hope you like getting left in the dust.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Which means I've got to make things even tougher.
Oh no! Liza, I don't think your confidence in Miriam and Dulcie paid off.
Don't worry, we're almost to the other side. The first chance you get, drop me off and turn back for Miriam and then...
I always wondered why Cersei did this all the time, but now I see the appeal!
What are you doing?
I can't stop. I need to protect Rachel.
You can't protect her if you're dead. Now get under me.
Now what are you doing?
Lightning doesn't hurt me. Keep moving down the bridge and I'll cover you.
Okay, but why are you... I mean, I haven't...
Me neither. Think we can talk about it after we get out of here?
Right, sorry. Liza, Ginny, go ahead. We got this.
Okie dokie. Hang on, Liza. I'm going for it.
Wait, going for what?
We're losing the bridge.
Then I hope you've still got some adrenaline in you.
Wait, what are you...
For extra grip strength in case we miss.
Miss what?
Jump!
Okay, Benji, what's your idea? Don't forget my mom's out there. We've gotta get out of here so I can help her.
Don't worry, I've got it this time. We fight pillows with pillows. You use your powers to summon a pillow battering ram. I can draw you a quick blueprint.
Benji, we already know that I have trouble using my powers in here. We've gotta be more realistic. So, what do you think is the likelihood that Nate put unicorns in this world, and how easy do you think we could summon one?
You children with your impractical ideas. Adorable.
At least they're trying to think of a way out.
Of course, because this dungeon is just teeming with opportunities, isn't it? Face it, hun. We're living my worst nightmare.
Please don't call me hun. What do you mean, your worst nightmare?
That's a personal matter, don't you think?
Weren't you the one who said that we should be bonding in here?
Well, why are you even bothering to ask me? You could just pry into my head and find the information yourself if you wished.
I don't try to make a habit of it. And you didn't say I could. It's your business.
Oh, how noble. Well, if you must know, the thing I dread most in this world is common enough.
And it is?
Powerlessness. I don't know if you've given it much thought, but when I was a little girl, practically centuries ago now, I wasn't in a position to make demands. I was brought up to never speak out of turn, never be too enthused, etc. And as you can imagine, I got so stirred up at that. Told myself I'd do whatever I could to avoid such an existence or worse. And I have seen worse. I'd like to think I was doing a fine job, until y'all came along with your heinous investigations, ruining my fun. I must confess, it all lends some credence to my infatuation with you. I have a predisposition toward power, I suppose, and well, it's clear that you have it and then some. And there you have it. Aren't you gonna say anything?
You ever think that in your bid to be powerful, you might have ended up making other people feel helpless instead of yourself?
Well, you know what they say. N'est-ce pas de faire omelette sans casser des œufs?
You can't make an omelette without cracking a few eggs. I don't know if I believe that.
Oh, really? And might I ask what your take on all of this is, your high and mightiness?
I guess it's the opposite of yours. I've seen how much power can get in the way of being... I don't know if I'd say happy. I can be happy. Maybe it just gets in the way. The point is, having power may be nice at first. But then after a while, you realize the pressure that goes with it. I haven't seen a lot of evidence that anybody in that kind of position handles it right.
I bet I could.
Okay.
No, really. You mock my words, Mr. Sad Sack. I will right this world, no matter how many eggs I have to break to do it.
I guess we'll have to agree to disagree.
Okay, that was seriously freaky. And kind of hot. I guess I can see the merits of your crazy, single-minded Mama Bear Rescue Fest.
Thanks. Look, Dulcie, I'm sorry if I've been a little intense.
A little?
Hey, do you want my apology or not?
For the love of God, say yes! I hate seeing you two fight.
Seconded. It is so not cute.
Okay, I get it. I'm sorry too, Miri. You know I've been around the block a few times, and I guess at some point, after a few hundred years of seeing people you care about come and go, you try not to get too attached to anyone.
Wait, how many hundred years?
Jenny, shush! Heartfelt apology going on here. And besides, can you honestly say if you weren't with Orville and met an older woman who looked like that, you wouldn't go for it?
Might have given the matter some thought, yes. Please continue.
Ah. Oh, okay. My point is, Miri, this has been the first real relationship I've had in a long time. And I guess I've been a little scared to get close to you. Rachel, too. Maybe I'll never be able to.
Hey. I think you're doing just fine.
Thanks.
To be honest, I felt the same way for a long time. Until I had Rachel. And then for a while, she was all I had. I guess that's why I'm so protective. She was mi vida. Everything to me for 9 years. But she's grown so much since then. Overcome things I tried so hard to keep her from, thinking it'd be safer. Maybe that means I finally don't have to lose myself every time something comes between us. Including other people. Right?
I can take it if you can.
Okay.
Now let's go save your daughter.
And Orville and Benji.
Yeah, them too.
There is nothing I love more than some good closure. So does this mean we're ready to do some actual rescuing?
Not if I can help it. You may have made it past multiple obstacles that should have proven deadly. Regardless, it stops here.
Not as long as you have my boyfriend. Let's storm this castle.
It's a fortress. Pillow army, attack.
Ha! If you think a little pillow fight is gonna stop Miri here from getting to a kid, you've got another thing coming. Shall we?
Oh, we shall.
Yes! This reminds me of my first slumber party, but with warfare.
You know, I guess there is something I love more than closure. A cozy group activity.
Let's take these walking mountains of fluff down!
So you think those brilliant children of yours are any closer to finding us a way out of here?
You say that facetiously, but I fully expect that to happen soon. Those kids are smart, to the point where some people find it unsettling. I can respect that.
Yes, I'm sure you can. Orville, dear, I must say, no matter what happens, I'm glad that this little tete-a-tete could bring us closer together.
I'm in a committed relationship.
Oh, that's fine. Perfect, in fact. How wonderful.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Why, you...
Eureka! I've got it! Oh, wow! It's super obvious when you think about it.
Well, what is it?
Yes, please. The suspense is unbearable.
Okay, well, you all tried and failed to use your powers to get us out by yourselves, but not together. I hypothesized that if you combine your skills, we could escape.
Ah, yes, the power of teamwork saves the day. Is that y'all's solution to everything?
It's worked for us so far. Okay, Benji, how exactly do you expect us to pull this off?
Oh, don't worry. I've got a foolproof plan.
Ha! Keep the foot soldiers coming, Smith! Hacking apart some pillow dummies isn't exactly my go-to workout, but it's definitely an easy one.
Are you sure about that?
Okay, so the pillows don't need to be attached to each other to keep attacking. Less fun. Ugh! Hey, get off me! I said get off! Ugh!
Don't worry, Miriam, help has arrived! tiring than I thought.
We may be losing steam, but I don't think Nate is. As long as he's still going, so are the monsters. Oh! No reactions? Seriously? First androids, now pillow soldiers? What happened to when we fought things that were actually alive? No!
I haven't had this good a time in years. Prepare to fire the cannons!
Cannons? What happened to... Those are definitely still pillows.
Doesn't mean they'll hurt less if they're coming at you at 500 miles an hour.
Fire!
Look out!
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Oh!
Crap, you're hurt. It was coming at us so fast, I didn't pay attention where I was shoving.
I'm fine, I can heal right back up, remember? Pretty sure a plushy cannonball to the face would have been a little bit harder to recover from than a twisted ankle. You gotta end this, Miri. Cut off the problem at its source. We're all counting on you and so on.
I know. And you're right.
Naturally. Give them hell.
Oh, no. Enemy incoming! Fire! 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 And now she's scaling the tower. Oh, I always hate this next part.
All right, Nate. I've been through too much already today to do the whole dramatic confrontation bit, so let's cut to the chase. Where are they? Rachel, is this a...
Giant pillow mech? Heck yeah! Who would have thought that to make an enormous fighting robot out of pillows, all you needed was the combined skills of a witch and a reality-warping superchild? Oh, and Orville. Telekinesis makes for some good mech movement.
I'm going to need a nap after this.
Hey! You trashed my fortress! Eat polyester, traitors!
See?
All right! Go, go, heinous investigations! Nice defense, Orville. Do you think you could telekinesis their ammunition right back at them?
Oh, crap! Take cover!
Yes.
Impressive as usual. I am eager to see what you come up with next.
Your commentary is not helpful.
Oh my god. You're Lavinia.
A what? No. You must be mistaken. I have never heard of that person in my life.
No. It's you. I recognize you from your mugshot. You are going to tell me how to fix this.
I beg your pardon?
You made this mess. You're going to help clean it up. Have to set a good example for the kids.
Yes, we are very impressionable.
Indeed.
And what exactly makes you think you have the right to boss me around?
I can think of a few things. All of them recently sharpened. Now move it, you wannabe witch.
Well... Unfortunately for you, as long as that no-good double-crosser keeps up his hold on this realm, I can't do much of anything.
You can if we help. We've got this mega-weapon now. Let's use it to kick some butt! And rescue our friends. But also kick some butt.
Oh, mi vida. What did I do to deserve you? Okay, Orville. Can I call a shot?
Phew! Don't think this means I'm planning on giving up. I have all the time in the world. Literally. I suggest you surrender.
Not a chance.
Ha! You seriously believe you'll do any damage with a thrown pillow? I have stockpiles of heavy ammunition. What are you gonna do with...
Fire!
Ah, my face!
What did I tell you guys? Give him an army and he's still a mess. Okay, Nate, playtime's over. Why don't you follow your sister's lead and surrender while you still have a chance?
Told you there was a storm coming, you little worm. What did I tell y'all before? Pathetic.
Shut up! I'm the one calling the shots here! And I'll say when and how this ends. For instance...
Squishy land, thank you, Orville!
Uh-huh.
Are you guys okay? The whole army disappeared and next thing we knew you were falling out of the sky!
Not to mention where you were falling from! Giant fighting pillow monster. That was not what I expected, but hey, looks like you at least found the kids. Nice to see you tough as ever, Rach. Give me five.
Yes, ma'am! And it's a pillow mech, not a pillow monster. Benji'd want me to clarify that.
Thank you.
Got it. Who's the third wheel?
Really? Will the disrespect never end?
Not the top priority right now. But you know what is? Getting out of here before the spineless wonder up there puts us in any more danger.
I heard that. And I will put you in danger if I have to.
Clearly, and including Rachel and Benji. I thought you didn't want to hurt kids, Nate.
But... I didn't know that they were in the... When I thought I told you to shut up! All of you! I need to think for a minute. Everybody just stay where you are.
Hey! Oh, I can't move!
Me neither. Really, Nate? Ice? If you think that I'd go easier on you than your sister, you've got another thing coming. When I get out of here...
For the love of... How hard is it for you people to listen? If you don't let me talk, I'll freeze your heads too.
He's not kidding. Let's hear him out.
Thank you. Oh, you know, Delia never listens to me either. It's always... Shut up, Nate. Not now, Nate. Nobody cares, Nate. But you know what? I care. I care a whole lot. Once, just once, I wanted to have some idea what it was like to be in control. To be the one who other people listen to. Is that so much to ask for? And here, I got that chance, but I couldn't even have that, because no matter what I do or where I go, nobody takes me seriously. All I am is Delia's pathetic little brother, always in her shadow, and that's all I'm ever gonna be.
I don't think that's true.
Rachel?
Wait, let her talk. Go on, honey.
I think sometimes it can feel that way for anybody, especially with family. You get so used to each other that sometimes you do things without thinking and end up accidentally hurting people's feelings. Delia might be, not very nice, but you still love each other. Otherwise, I don't think you'd spend so much time together.
I realize I'm talking to a child here, but sometimes love isn't enough.
But respect is, right? That's what this is about.
Yeah.
Right. I understand. I guess your sister has a habit of making everything about her, and if it makes you feel any better, we all hate it as much as you do.
It doesn't not help. But it also doesn't change anything.
No, but that part's up to you, isn't it? You've proved today that you are more than capable of making yourself heard. Seems like an easy progression from there to being taken seriously. But you won't be able to find out unless you let this fantasy world you have go. Try for something that's real. It'll pay off, trust me.
Nice one, Mary.
Yeah, good job, Mom.
Really good job, but I'm gonna need a hot bath after this.
Nate? Are you... What I mean is, do you feel any better having somebody to hear you out?
For now, at least. Like I always tell Delia, growth doesn't happen in a day.
And how does she take that?
Usually with a good amount of slapstick-level violence, but I can handle it.
I think you can.
Yeah, very touching. But would you mind terribly your reformed evilness getting us to the exit, preferably without all the death traps this time?
Follow me.
Say what you like, but I still think he's a no-good, weaselly little...
Oh! You were saying?
Well, I guess it was fun while it lasted. Aside from the brief homicidal bit, anyway. I am sorry, you know? If there's anything I can do, unless you... have some revenge plans already lined up?
No. I can't say we do. At least not yet. But you should probably go before I think of something.
That I can do. Thanks.
And on that note, I suppose I should be going as well. I wish I could say it was a pleasure, but...
You're going back to jail.
It was worth a try. You want to cuff me now, or do I at least get the dignity of having it happen outside of my domain?
Miriam, I think I can handle this, if you'll let me.
I am... Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. We should get the kids out of here anyway.
Aw, what?
But I want to see the epic takedown.
Tough luck, kids. What Mama says goes. Come on, I'll race ya.
I heard race! Bring it, Squirts!
Too late because I'm already halfway out of the mirror.
Hey! Unsportsmanlike conduct!
Okay, Mary. I'm officially starting to understand the advantages of this whole mom thing. Want to get out of here?
Do you even have to ask? The last thing I need is to witness whatever train wreck is about to go down here.
Okay, let's get this over with.
Yes, let's do it!
Ginny, you... are still here. Why?
Aw, I missed you too. This isn't exactly my favorite part of our adventures together, but I didn't want you to go through it alone.
My, you're certainly cheery. It's you, isn't it?
What's me?
I definitely was not prepared for this. Lavinia, maybe we should...
Wait. Lavinia? As in that Lavinia? The one who... How could you torment Orville like that? Haven't you ever heard of boundaries?
Ginny, it's okay.
But she...
I know. Don't worry. I've got this. Lavinia, I can see that you are a very broken person. You can keep up the flirting, the awkward pet names, the even more awkward comments... if nothing ever comes of it.
Oh, if I change your mind?
Deal.
What?
Ginny, you realize that the odds of that happening are zero, right?
Oh, okay. Then this is actually kind of sweet. I guess even selfish, vengeful villainesses deserve love, if not much else. Aw, you do care.
Relatively speaking.
Still counts.
Well, I suppose that all of this wasn't a total waste after all. Maybe I'll even get to thank that kindred spirit of mine next time I see him, provided he hasn't gotten himself into another mishap before then.
Okay, Nate. Time to try for something real.
Nate, is that you? Well, it's about time you came crawling back. I hope you had some time to think of a decent scheme while you were out there, because don't think for a second that I'm doing this alone.
It's good to be home. Delia, before you go any further, I've got a few things to say.
fellow investigators. Want to help support the show? Feel free to follow us on social media and check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content. Heinous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of Dio Garner, David Manuele, Emily Folger, Elena Garcia, Tuan Nguyen, Bryce Riffle, AJ Somerville, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Naomi Park, Jamie Forney, Matt Lundquist, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Angie S. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Owen Thornton. Heinous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro, with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Thanks for listening, and happy investigating!